This holiday, wrap affection with a gift that everyone loves, gift cards. Giftcards.com makes it easy to make the thought and the gift count with over 350 brands to choose from. Gift from top brands like Sephora, Nordstrom, DoorDash, and more. New this year is the Giftcards.com gift card, which gives your giftee access to choose from almost anything at Giftcards.com with no purchase fees, no expiration, and instant delivery. It's the gift of so many possibilities. Visit giftcards.com today. See giftcards.com for terms and conditions.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
That though, 10 political party leaders took part in the first televised debate of the general election campaign on RT1's Upfront with Katie Hannan. Ciara, I thought Katie did a decent job under circumstances. I have to say, as an exercise, though, I found it really frustrating and pretty much a waste of time. I just thought there was way too many participants. I think what RT should have done, and maybe, and we will have this, obviously, is just the three leaders who will be potentially be Taoiseach. I mean, no disrespect to Michael Collins or Jean Collins or Joan Collins or Pádraig Tobin or Cian O'Callaghan, but I have as much chance of being Taoiseach as they have. Like, I don't really see the argument for having them there. And I just thought it was too messy and too incoherent. I didn't enjoy it. I found it hard going.
Yeah, I watched it all, 2.5 hours. It was hard going at times. And I felt what we were getting was a mile wide and an inch deep. Like, each, you know, Joan Collins, I think, spoke, God love her, about three times. That was all she got. And that's kind of fair enough. But then why was she there? And I do agree with you. It was a kind of an incoherent debate. And you didn't kind of get to drill down into very much of what any of them were saying because you had to move on, Katie. And you know, she did do a good job, but she had to move on so quickly. You know, if I was the interviewer there, I would have been thinking, there's no way of I suppose, getting any substance on any of this, because I've got to whip through to the next question and to the next person. So there was an element of that. I actually thought Pádraig Tobin had the standout line. I know you were saying that, like, why was he there? He was not going to be Taoiseach. But when about 10 minutes in, he goes, "We've been up here for 10 minutes now and no one has given a straight answer." And I thought, never was a truer word spoken. But yeah, I mean, it did lack something, didn't it?
Yeah, lots of people getting in touch in relation to it. Katie Hannan initially asked they wouldn't speak over one another, yet within about 15 minutes they were all talking over one another. So it just became annoying to watch. Switch off after about 25 minutes, as it was a head wreck to listen to.
Yeah, someone else says, headed to bed around the same time as you, Shane. Didn't get anything of substance from it. Thought Simon Harris's demeanour was disappointing. I was undecided on what party to vote for, but after last night I probably won't vote for Fine Gael.
I'm interested but not exactly fascinated in politics and not even in the country to vote. I watched the whole debate and I would tend to disagree with your views on its value. I thought it was interesting to getting the views across the board and where each of the parties align. Isn't the election still proportional representation and therefore more than just about the three potential Taoiseach, says Garrett. Fair point, Garrett.
Yeah, and maybe last one on this. I thought it was good to see the other candidates' views, as they will most certainly be propping up the formation of the next government some way or other. Richard Boyd Barrett calling for a left alliance in front of all the leaders and the electorates gave a clear intent for change.
Let us know. Yeah. What did you make of it all? Did you sit through the whole 2 hours of it? Were you able to persevere that long? Did you think it was worthwhile? 087-1400-106.
And for more on this now, I am joined by Johnny Fallon, political commentator and strategy director at Carr Communications, and Alison O'Connor, journalist, broadcaster and commentator. I might come to you first, Johnny. In your view on last night, the winners and the losers, were there any?
Well, I suppose, look, for a lot of politicians, when they go into a debate like this, the main thing is that you satisfy your own base, and your own people always think you won, of course. So that's always one part of it. And then you don't want to make any missteps, so you don't want to lose. I think the ones that will be happiest out of it, I think, are probably Simon Harris, Pádraig Tobin and Richard Boyd Barrett. Each played to their own base. Each will manage to have solidified something of their own base. And I think they will probably be the most satisfied that they, how they came across. I think Micheál Martin and Mary Lou MacDonald will both feel that they can do better and that they could do better. I thought the first hour was a little bit difficult for Mary Lou MacDonald. She got into it towards the end of the debate. Micheál Martin still trying to reinvent himself every time in these debates is difficult. But I think they've both given better performances, so I think they'll both come away feeling they could have done better. And then, but nothing bad within that either. And then for the rest, I think, you know, look, it was difficult. I think Ivana Bacik will be particularly disappointed because she was good when she spoke, but the message just wasn't able to simplify it enough. And she certainly wasn't able to command enough attention within the 10-person debate. I think Joan Collins and Michael Collins be happy enough with their performance, but it was probably largely forgettable from both. And then Roderick O'Gorman really struggled to differentiate himself first and then get control of it. On climate, where he was, he probably missed a bit of an open goal with Simon Harris on really taking Simon Harris to tack when Simon Harris was doing a little bit of rainbows and unicorns that he'd accused other parties of earlier in it. But he struggled a little bit on that. And I think Roderick O'Gorman missed the chance to really take them to task on climate. So overall, I think nobody lost heavily here. But as regards winning, it's about just setting out your stall and not making any missteps, really.
Okay. Alison, would you agree with
this holiday, wrap affection with a gift that everyone loves. Gift cards. Giftcards.com makes it easy to make the thought and the gift count with over 350 brands to choose from. Gift from top brands like Sephora, Nordstrom, DoorDash, and more. New this year is the Giftcards.com gift card, which gives your giftee access to choose from almost anything at Giftcards.com with no purchase fees, no expiration, and instant delivery. It's the gift of so many possibilities. Visit giftcards.com today. See giftcards.com for terms and conditions.
That assessment?
Yeah, it's funny. It is in the eye of the ear, the beholder. Not fully, actually. I think that Micheál Martin and Mary Lou MacDonald will, for me, Simon Harris, Micheál Martin and Mary Lou MacDonald will have come away from last night quite happy, agreeing with what you were saying earlier in terms of ordinary punters, unlike anoraks like us who'd be watching it. It actually was 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah, it was long.
Probably the longest political debate ever broadcast and hopefully ever to be broadcast in the future. Like, I particularly thought the Sinn Féin came under pressure from Simon Harris and Micheál Martin about not publishing their manifesto, which they're doing this morning. But for Mary Lou MacDonald going into that now this morning, I thought that she will have an extra pep in her step after last night. I think she had some good lines where she was basically saying to people, if you re-elect Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, you're basically going to get more of the same and the change is necessary. Now, having said that, I do think that it was very interesting that you saw the unity between, they were standing together as a result of the draw, which I know a lot of people on social media and that saw as a conspiracy. And with all the John McGahan stuff that was going on, and Micheál Martin being quite strong on that yesterday, but yet when they stood together last night, I think they presented quite a unified front, particularly in terms of being seen to go after Mary Lou MacDonald. So I don't think they'll be displeased with that at all.
Went after Mary Lou more than each other. That would be fair to say, wouldn't it?
I don't think they necessarily went after, perhaps it's my, I don't think they necessarily went after each other at any time. And I think that, Patherthorpe Bean certainly showed what a really, really good communicator he is with his interjections at the start. And the other standard for me, took him a while to warm up, but that I think will have cut through, was Richard Boyd Barrett. And sometimes he can go over the top. He didn't. I think people will, you know,
he was very strong on things like Palestine, housing.
The occupied territories bill and that sort of thing. And some of those lines from Patherthorpe Bean about Fianna Fáil being an empty, hollow husk, that he basically was saying that he would be able to mould to his own likeness, and how Fine Gael had incinerated money. Those things. I do agree with Johnny that I think it was an okay night for Ivana Bacik. You could see how I think Simon Harris in particular was again sort of cozying up to Labour. But maybe if she had shown a bit more elbows, come out a bit stronger. And it was kind of confusing what she meant about going into government and that she'd speak to other like-minded parties on the centre-left, like the Greens. And I
Katie
guess
Hannan did, in fairness, push her on that. She goes, I don't know what, yeah. I don't, are you saying yes I or think, are you saying no? Yeah. And it was very hard to get a straight answer.
She seemed to be saying that they'd only go as a group, that get together and agree policy and then they'd only go as a group. But it's hard to say. I mean, you'd be very easily picked off there, you know, individual parties. But I guess she will be asked to clarify that.
Johnny, can I bring you back in
the next few days?
I thought it was quite interesting, the questions on, for example, immigration, because Padraig Tobin stood out a little bit, as did Micheál Martin and Simon Harris a little bit. But everybody else up there was falling over themselves to say how good immigration is and how important immigration is. And I'm not sure, when you look at opinion polls, that is representative of the views of the electorate. I thought that was quite interesting.
Yeah, I think it's a difficult one for politicians when they're up there, because they're always caught. It is a leader's debate and their job is to lead debate, not follow it, not to follow what is, because there's always this kind of thing of, you know, leaders go on to debates and, oh, let's just talk about what people want to hear and what people, and they also have a duty to talk about the things that they see are factual and important and that they want to lead on, rather than just follow what might be a mood. The other big problem for the political parties with the immigration issue, and I think it probably was why there was I know RT you're talking about having another debate next week on immigration specifically, but one of the problems I think politically is it's again been talked about as it's an issue. You're again hearing people talking about it, some opinion polls saying it's an issue. But all of that was evidenced in the local elections.
Yeah.
And yet when people went to the polls, it was not an issue in the polls. People who stood and were really heavy on the immigration did not succeed at the polls, whereas those who were kind of talking about other issues with just a very reasonable background piece on immigration tended to succeed. Okay. In the local elections. And I think you're seeing evidence of that again. Okay. In this election.
I just want to get a last question into yourself, Alison. Do you see, if you were a betting woman, a Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael government back in power after this election? Or is there, in your view, as was asked last night, a path to power for Sinn Féin?
Look, we keep saying we're looking for this campaign to ignite, and I mean, it's got a bit more exciting all relative, and I'm sure there are some people who don't really follow politics who would question my sanity in expressing any sort of excitement in relation to the campaign. But right now the dial hasn't moved. The dial wasn't moved last night, but like I said, I think Sinn Féin came into the campaign in a weak position, a relatively weak position. I think they'll be quite happy where they are now. They still have a lot of ground to make up. Okay. if there was going to be a change.
Alison O'Connor, journalist, broadcaster and commentator, and Johnny Fallon, political commentator and strategy director at Carr Communications. Thank you for joining us.
Ciara, there was a general election, I think it was 1961, that was previously regarded as the most boring general election ever. This one is giving it a fair run.
Oh, dear,
yeah,
dear.
I think it's giving it a fair run. Now, 10 days to go. That may change.
Famous last words, Shane.
Yeah, exactly.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
This holiday, wrap affection with a gift that everyone loves. Gift cards. Giftcards.com makes it easy to make the thought and the gift count with over 350 brands to choose from. Gift from top brands like Sephora, Nordstrom, DoorDash, and more. New this year is the Giftcards.com gift card, which gives your giftee access to choose from almost anything at Giftcards.com with no purchase fees, no expiration, and instant delivery. It's the gift of so many possibilities. Visit giftcards.com today. See giftcards.com for terms and conditions.